Come on, Norster Kenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Oh, wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink. The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
We can make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 135 of Three in the Box, your underground wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, June 19th. This is Aaron, and this episode we talk about golden nights, golden showers, and gravy. In the studio with me, as always, Mr. Kenny.
What up?
And Mr. Drive Midnight.
Good evening, folks.
So it's been a month about.
You know, I suppose it makes sense talking hockey when we got an expansion draft coming up in the desert.
Well, it did get pretty cold here recently.
I think we're having a cold snap coming up.
Yeah. Just wait till we get snow, you know.
In June.
Yeah.
Maybe July.
Well, you know where they won't be having snow? Nashville.
Vegas.
Nashville, because they don't have any Stanley Cups down there. Oh!
Well, they also didn't have what's-his-name playing for them either.
What's-his-name?
Who is the guy who's doing snow in Vegas? That we got. Stahl. Jared Stahl.
Oh, gotcha.
See where I'm going there?
Get different type of snow. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. You probably could have worked crickets in there as well.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's been a month. How you guys been doing? Penguins won the cup. So hey, I'm happy that a division opponent didn't win at least. I will take the Penguins because at least they're quote unquote good. You know?
Nope.
I cannot root for the Penguins.
Yeah, but who picked them to go to the finals? Jive, did you pick them to go to the finals?
I don't even remember. Probably.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No.
Did I pick them to go to the finals?
Probably, because no. That's why you're bringing it up. No.
Someone else did, though, at this table.
I didn't pick them to win the finals.
That's close enough, man. Their championship is all on you, man.
Hey, I was flying to the sun, close to it, and I screwed up. My wings got burned.
Now you're on fire.
I dropped to the ground.
Now you're flaming.
No.
Where are you going with this, Jive?
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Okay.
I've lost my touch. I'm in the off season.
It's off season mode, right? What can we say?
We're
already talking hockey, but let's talk a little more hockey.
Let's talk more desert hockey.
More desert hockey. So this is we'll talk wild-ish stuff. Why don't we?
Expansion draft.
Yeah.
All right.
So Wild expansion draft lists have been released as far as who they're protecting and who they're exposing. I'll quickly fly through the protected list. Protected list. Obviously, we've got the no movement clause players.
Right.
No players opted to waive their no movement clause.
I think we've talked about this ad nauseum.
But no one waived it, so I think that is newsworthy. Zach Parise, Mikko Koivu, Jason Pommaville, Mikael Granlund, Nino, Charlie Coyle, Zucker, Suter, Spurgeon, Brodin, and Dubnyk.
That was our protected list.
That's our protected list. Obviously, we've talked about this before. Any surprises on this list?
Not really. I think we had kind of on the fence on some of the defensemen at points. You know, whether it was Brodin or Dumba, whether it was Spurgeon or Scandella. You know, you got a few surprises in there.
And there was rumors flying around, you know, who was going to make that protected list, you know. I know I saw rumors flying out there that Spurgeon was actually going to be exposed.
And there was rumors that, you know, Fletcher was trying to move some guys too. Mm-hmm. I know that Brodeen's name has been bandied about.
Dumba, I thought, was also,
and Nino as well. So there was a few players that, you know, their names have been circling around.
Yep.
As far possible trying to trade before this pre-deadline, mm-hmm. pre-draft deadline. I don't know that anyone's that surprising though. I mean, I think there's justification for just about everyone on that list.
I know one of the kind of shocks, and from what I was reading from Russo, was Stahl. And at the Wild,
we'll get to that as far as who was kept. Nothing surprising that much there, right?
Stahl was not kept.
So going on that, the exposed list, you have Eric Stahl, Eric Halla, Chris Stewart, Martin Hansel. Not the big of a surprise.
Ryan White.
We have got a lot of those guys that are no one's really surprised by. Defensemen, the big ones are Matt Dumba, Marco Scandella, Gustav Olsson, Kristen Folan, and goaltender Stalock and Kemper. We've got a few other players, but I'm not going to belabor that. The three names that are obvious expansion draft targets would be Stahl, Dumba, and Scandella. You may have some interest in Olofsson if another team is coveting him. You know, maybe
possible trade bait.
It may be a draft and trade kind of situation. Mm-hmm. But I would. The only thing that helps him is that his cost is pretty low. The big ones, though, I think are Stahl, Dumba, and Scandella. All of them have upside. Stahl, he's basically you could draft a captain there, and he's a top and he's a top line center. I think that's the only problem is there's a lot of forwards out there that are available. I know we'll get to that our own picks as far as the expansion draft.
Expansion fantasy draft.
It basically almost is. It felt like, going through the list, it felt like a fantasy draft. So Stahl, I think, is going to be a little protected because there are so many forwards out there. However, if you are the Golden Showers, who are you picking out of those three?
Well,
assuming you're picking out of those three.
What I was going to say earlier, and I didn't mean to jump the shark on that, was the reason they left Stahl unprotected, according to GMCF, Chuck Fletcher, was that all the rumors going around and whatnot were that the Golden Showers were going to be picking a defenseman from the Wild because the forwards were so abundant from all the other teams, which is why they left Stahl exposed. Out of that group, I mean, Stahl would be an obvious choice because, I mean, he had a stellar year compared to what he had had previously.
Yep.
But you got to look at some of the other forwards and centers that are out there right now, too.
Yeah.
That are absolutely rock stars for an expansion draft.
Sure.
If I was going to do it, I probably would go after Dumba.
What do you think, Jive?
And, you know, I'm going to have to agree with Kenny. That's actually kind of a fear of mine, is that I think that there's a ton to choose from as far as forwards go. But if you're looking for, you know, top defensemen to have around, you're definitely going to be, you know, probably eyeballing Dumba.
I mean. Well, it's
that or Scandella, but
but the thing is Scandella's older and he's more expensive.
Exactly.
So I think Dumba's upside is just it's greater.
He's already proven that he can play at the level.
Right, and I think the one wild card is that Stahl's, you know, locker room presence.
He's the fourth captain right now. With the Wild.
Right. And you look at a lot of the guys that are out there, there's not a whole lot of captain-level players.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few.
But I think he would be an instant plug-in. He's a captain now. And he's still cheap, you know, because the Wild signed him to a really good deal. And, you know, what team doesn't want, like, a bigger forward who can
score?
He
would be a UFA, though. So he could still negotiate his terms with...
Well, he's always got a couple years, though. So he's not a UFA. He's got two more years on his contract.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought I saw he was a UFA.
So he's got some security
staying power.
Yeah, I mean
some of that. But then if they're also taking a look at later in the year at the end of the season there, him going into the boards hard, got his bell rung a little bit. You never know with those types of injuries, what that can do to
you
a player.
You could be buying a lemon. And
exactly,
But so. But at the same point, you have Dumba for this year, and you don't really have any, he's going to be an RFA then. And so now you've got to renegotiate that. That cheap player is now potentially not as cheap as he was.
Right.
But then again, he could be a building block because he's a young kid still, right.
Do you guys think if Zucker was not protected, he would be one of the guys that would be on the top list to go, being the fact that he's from Vegas?
I am positive that he would be targeted because that's a story waiting to happen, number one, for them. Hometown boy comes home to play for the new professional team here. But besides that, Zucker had an excellent season last year.
He's still
year,
young,
so,
and he's got some speed.
Yeah.
Or what about if the Wild are trying to... The Wild could also, try to kind of cheat with Vegas and go, we'll give you Zucker, but we want, something great in return.
Yeah.
And we want some options.
And they could double down and turn that Zucker into, something more than what Zucker is. Just because he would sell well in Vegas.
Well, I don't think they can put him out there as bait anymore, unless he's up there.
Oh,
as,
they totally could.
Well, because you have the option before the draft.
We still have the draft. Yeah.
So you still have that option for them to possibly trade.
Well, it could go. Well, it could go that we get through the expansion draft. They've got their body of players. And they may have made some deals that we just don't know about yet.
Right.
And then they can package a few players and get Zucker from us. And
he's still a hometown boy.
Right. And we end up better. Both teams could potentially end up better. Who knows?
We get Dumba back.
Or there could be a protection thing in there where we'll expose Dumba if you pick this guy, and then we'll do a trade with Zucker grab these guys.
We're one of 30 teams.
Yeah.
So, who knows how many backroom deals are going on. It is Vegas, after all. Who knows what they have going on.
Right. All right.
How do you guys feel about some of the players that have been exposed? We haven't gotten into our list yet, but we have scanned through them all.
Well, why don't we get into our lists? Because I think there's we can riff on that a little bit, talk about who we've got coming up here in the three in the box mock expansion draft, if you will. Do we want to go by team or how?
Let's
do
go
we...
by team.
Okay. Sure. So let's do this.
All right.
You guys want me to lead, and I'll just list off the team and. Because I don't think I've got any way to sort it. Cap Friendly's got a great mock draft, but you can't sort by team. It's all sorted by position or by.
Oh yeah, it is, isn't
it? So we'll just. I'm just gonna go by team, and then
we can pick. We can figure out our players from that team.
We'll hunt and pick here.
Yeah. Okay.
You can click on the little thing up top, and it'll go right to that team.
Oh yeah, let's
do
that.
Draft team.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so let's start with, we'll just go in alphabetical order. Anaheim Ducks, I think the obvious pick is Sammy Vatanen.
Ooh.
So that's my choice for them, especially with a D-light, draft. I think, why not go for him?
I went with Logan Shaw. A little younger, have some room to move because I think there are some better wings out there, and you got some room to play with them.
Yeah, what did you go with, Jeff?
Fair enough. I would stick with the defense. I definitely wouldn't be looking at the Stoner. so yeah, probably Ventana.
Coyotes. My pick was Timo Pulkkinen. I think Arizona had kind of an up in the air pick, and I went with a lower cost younger kid, just because I think you're going to blow your wad somewhere else if you're the Golden Showers.
And I my pick actually from the Coyotes was going to be Jamie McGinn. I think that while you know a little bit higher of a cap hit. Not too terribly.
Well, you picked him just because of the cap hit, because it's $3,333,333.
Exactly.
Oh,
in the box.
One third of, yes,
Chuck,
in the box.
I thought you said Jamie McBain at first, and I'm going, no. Cap hit, he's $650,000.
No,
what are you talking about here?
No.
No, Jamie McGinn. Mm-hmm. I ended up going with the wing as well. I ended up going with a player with a little bit more age, though, with Radim Vrbata.
Bruins. My choice was one of the four goalies that I picked, and I picked Malcolm Subban. I know when I've looked at other mock drafts, and I don't know that anyone else was, but I think you got to draft some younger goalies to put in your system, and I think he's still young enough where he's going to develop.
And for myself, I actually went with another defenseman here, younger one, almost kind of a similar situation to Dumba in Colin Miller.
I also went with Colin Miller with Boston.
I think it's a solid pick.
Buffalo. I'm going to start this one off.
Go for it.
I went with another defenseman, a little bit more present.
Justin Falk?
Not quite. a little younger. I went with Zach Bogosian.
Can't argue with that. I mean, his cap hit's kind of high, so that kind of hurts him. And I'm not a huge fan of any of the Buffalo players, so I went cheap and I went young, and I went with William Carrier with the hope that he could develop a little bit. Jive, who do you go with?
I don't currently even have a pick for Buffalo because nothing there entices me really. But yes, I would.
Vegas just goes, we'll pass. we'll pass.
We'll wait for him to go through Minnesota before we decide to pick on one.
But yeah, I mean, if I'm going to have to go with something, I'm going with somebody young. So it would either be, like you said, William Carrier on the wing, or they've got a young goaltender in Linus Ullmark that's exposed.
Calgary. I went with Lance Boma. Relatively inexpensive. And, you know, I don't know. I felt good about that pick. I didn't want to overpay for Brouwer. So I
went for Stieg only because I mean he's a little less priced, but he's got some experience and hopefully, you know, thinking he could bring something to the team.
And I like Aaron took Boma. Yeah.
So we're not all completely different on all of these.
No.
Well, and it, you know, there's for every team, I mean, there's lists of guys that you know aren't even actually in the running.
Carolina, I had some issues with Carolina because players.
I left them until the end because I couldn't figure out where I wanted to go with them.
They've got some solid players, I think, in just about almost every position that are worthy of going. I ended up going with Cam Ward as one of my goalies.
And I thought about it, but his cap hits a little too high for me. So I ended up going with Lee Stempniak. Is my pick.
The thing with his cap hit being that high, he is UFA and he could get negotiated down or traded.
True. You could make the same argument with Stepniak. Jive, who did you go
and
with?
Me, I went with the younger age here with Joachim Nordstrom. You know, a little bit of a cap hit, but he is only a restricted free agent coming up in 2018. So you also got to start thinking about your future, and you don't want to have nobody left in 2 years or a year and a half, whatever.
And I will say, when I look at my draft, it's pretty short contract heavy.
Yeah.
So if they pick my team, I think they'd be good for like a year and a half, and then they're going to go to hell. So,
and really, what expansion team is good right out of the chute?
Hey, but if they're good out of the chute, that's,
yeah.
You know, do it like the Diamondbacks in 97 or whatever it was. Or 2001. 2001, that's what I'm thinking of.
Chicago.
Marcus Kruger. That's what I went with.
You went with the forward?
Went with the forward. Marcus Kruger, a little bit heavy on the hit.
He's actually got one of their bigger cap hits, and he's a UFA.
Right. Well, he's a UFA in a couple of years.
2019.
So you got a couple of years of him under contract, but I don't know. I feel good about him, but I know there's another pick.
I went Van Riemsdyk.
Which is hard. It's hard to argue with.
You know, RFA, and he's RFA right now. A small hit too. I mean, he's under a mil, and we've played against him enough to know that he can be deadly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you guys probably named off like the top two choices there,
the top forward and top defense.
So right. I'm gonna settle the score here. And myself, I would go with Van Riemsdyk in this as well.
It's tough to argue with either of them,
right? The age, the cap hit, though, for Van Riemsdyk is what sells me on that.
So going from a team with riches to a team that's poor, the Colorado Avalanche.
I could not find the guy I liked on this team.
This team is...
Borka, Borka, Borka.
Yeah, there's Troy Bork.
Rene Bork.
And Gabriel Bork.
Miami Bork.
My choice on this one.
Shrimp Bork.
And this one was just
Bork with cheese.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Shemp Bork.
Shemp Bork.
The other Bork brother.
Right.
Curly Joe Bork.
Right.
My pick, I went goaltender. I went with Pickard, Captain Calvin Pickard.
All their goalies are fairly young.
Yeah, I mean...
The ones available.
I don't know who else you pick from this team. I'm not in love with anyone here. But so that's going to be my choice.
And that would have been my choice, too. I think Picard actually is a decent choice from there. He does, you know, he's had some game time, you know, NHL level, and I think that he's definitely a, you know, I think that he could be a force in that and possibly, you know, etch out whoever else. I'm gonna guess that they're gonna probably look at getting a veteran goaltender in there some way, and then have somebody young who they're gonna try to bring.
So you both went with Picard, right?
Yes, we're both Star Trek. I'm not a huge Star Trek.
I ended up going defense. I think Colorado was one of the last teams that I had left for my pick, and I ended up going with Duncan Simmons just because I think just to kind of round out everything else that I had picked. So I was not happy with any of the players that Colorado had up. Actually, I don't think Colorado's happy with half of their players
right.
to begin with. So.
That's why they're all on the board.
Columbus.
It's all got to go.
We're only on the seas. We got to
move this along here.
Move this along.
Columbus, William Karlsson. I don't really like any of these picks either. I mean, you go with someone like Jack Johnson, but he's getting paid way too much.
Ironically, I did go with Jack Johnson.
I mean, William Karlsson, he's cheap enough, he's young enough. Hopefully he fills in to what he's got.
If I needed a forward, I probably would have gone that route. I went Jack Johnson as another D.
Jive?
I went with Calvair, Matt Calvair. So.
Dallas, Cody Eakin is my choice.
This is one of the ones where I went with a goaltender, I went with Lettinen. And I was kind of tossed between Lettinen or Niemi, but, I mean, Dallas has five goalies on their available players.
Those are pretty spendy goalies.
They're spendy, but the thing is, and I know I've read it, and I'm probably just repeating whatever someone else has said, is that, you know, Vegas has talked about drafting up to the eight goalies they can draft, because then they can start piecing them out and picking up other players that weren't on the draft list.
Yep. If they've got 25% of the goalies in the league, I mean,
well, and as we were talking before the show, is that they could exceed the cap hit during the draft and then piece off some of these players and free up cap space. So there's no reason they couldn't draft some of these high priced goalies and then part them out
and deal them out. Yep.
Yep. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, once again, me and you, Aaron, we're seeing eye to eye on this. My pick there was definitely Cody Eakin. I think we've seen the stars Dallas. Enough to know what a pesky guy he can be. So,
Detroit.
Peter Mrazek.
I almost went with him as another goalie.
I think that's an easy choice. I mean, I think all the talent they exposed skating wise are too old, and I think Mrazek is if you ask any Wings fan, they're going to tell you Mrazek is a mistake putting him on the unprotected list.
I you know what, I'm going to agree with that. I ended up going with Nicholas Cromwell. He's expensive. He's a UFA, but he's old. He also has experience too, and he does have playoff experience that could help the team if they should happen to get the right crew together to make it.
You got
to
make it to the playoffs first. If you get that far, then start talking about getting a rental.
Fair enough.
My choice, though, from the Red Wings was actually Glenn Denning. I think, you know, a nice center. He's sealed up for, you know, a few more years. Not too expensive of a cap hit, so that was my choice there.
Between us three and everybody else who listens to this, I almost went with Martin Furk just because there's no vowels in his no vowels in his name.
Just because.
Edmonton.
Griffin Reinhardt, D, young kid. I think he's one of those guys that could develop, and you're not wasting a bunch of your cap hit on a guy that might be overpriced that isn't going to produce, such as, you know, Pouliot. Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
go with.
So you're not looking to help the Oilers out?
No, not at all.
Jive?
I actually was really not liking a lot of the picks, you know, that are really available there from Edmonton. I know, I don't know. I question even their younger players. Haven't seen a lot come out of their system.
They did okay in the playoffs.
They did do okay, finally. But how many years have we seen, you know, failures come through there?
Who's your pick?
I don't have one.
Okay. I went with Pekarinen. Only, you know, he's an RFA.
Pekarinen?
No, Pekarinen.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
He's an RFA. He's got a small cap hit, and he actually did okay for Edmonton last year. So as a forward, I think, you know, he could develop fairly well depending on who he's with. Florida.
Jive, what are you thinking with Florida?
Florida?
Yes.
My pick for Florida was Jokinen, UC. I know he's got a little bit of a steep hit for the cap, but I think that, you know, you're going to have to bring in some talent, and that was the best available on their list that I was looking at. So
I went Riley Smith. A little bit more of a cap hit. You know, he's a UFA in 2022, but I think
he's got age.
I mean, and I think
guys are you actually? I mean, this guy is nice because if you're looking at it, he's got, you know, he's sealed up till 2022, but
and he's only 26 right now.
Right, but how many of these guys actually are around for all their years?
You know what? So I've been seeing hockey players play longer and longer these days. It's not like football players that have, you know, unless you're a quarterback or a wide receiver that you have a dozen years in your career, you know, you're done in 2 or 3 years, maybe four if you're lucky.
I'm not referring to, like, the phenomenon that is Jaromir Jagr, who can play till he's older than Brett Favre.
Who is also an option on this team.
He is, at 45.
Yeah.
For $4 million.
Yeah. But I'm talking, like, what? Not loyalty even, but just how teams are built, you know?
Sure.
You might only be with the team for a couple years out of your career.
Well, there's that whole Shane Doan thing that just happened.
Yeah, there is that too. So I went with Marchessault. I think he's a solid pick. He's cheap and relatively young.
Kings. I had some conundrums with the Kings because there was a few players that I probably would pick off of here.
I went defense. I went with McNabb.
Yeah, not a bad move.
It's like this team, it's kind of a mess, and the players that are exposed, I'm not in love with any of them that are older and a little higher priced.
I kind of went a little different strategy with that because Vegas is going to be in the same division as the Kings. So throw some of their chemistry. Take Dustin Brown.
Okay.
You know, you got a solid right wing.
Well, I mean, and I don't think we've really talked about this, but I think there's some logic in it to drafting someone like him, and we haven't got to the Islanders yet, but Clutterbuck. You know, a grinder kind of guy that fans kind of want to identify with.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there's something to be said about that. Like a Dustin Brown is going to be a guy that could become a fan favorite.
He's a solid player. It's going to hurt LA by taking Dustin Brown away.
Yeah.
And, you know,
but you're also, I think you're also doing LA a favor because I think LA wants out of that contract.
There is also that part too. Jive, LA.
My pick for them was Kyle Clifford. So
Wild, we all picked Dumba. So I think we can skip that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
We did?
Canadians.
That's sad.
That is sad. Canadians. I think I went against a lot of the picks I was seeing online, and I went with Emelin, actually.
What were you seeing online?
What was I seeing? I was seeing I saw Plekanec on there. I don't know why you'd want to burn that much of your cap space on him. I think that was most of the ones I was picking.
And
actually,
that's actually who I went with was Plekanec.
Yeah.
Platonic
relationships. Yes.
Jive.
My pick with there was actually the mid-20s defenseman, Brandon Davidson.
Nobody went with Al Montoya. You killed my father.
I almost went with Markov. But then I saw he was old. I didn't realize. That's one crazy thing about going to this list is I
didn't realize the age on
some of these guys. It's like
they've been around for a little while.
Yeah. Nashville. I think this one is an easy pick, at least. Well, maybe not. But, well, I went with James Neal. That's what my pick. He's a high cap hit, but I think he's a winner.
We're seeing eye to eye. I mean, He's proven wherever he goes that, you know, he can benefit the team. Yes, he's comes at a price tag, but when you consider the production that you get out of him, you can't complain.
This might be the only time all three of us agree, besides Dumba.
Dumba, yeah.
For a team outside of the Wild that we all agree on a player, because I also picked James Neal on this. I mean, how could you go wrong with not picking James
Neal? And get him out of our division, please.
he'll still be in our conference.
New Jersey Devils. I went with Mike Camilleri. He's old. He's expensive.
But, he's a leader.
But he's going to be a leader type. And
he'll be a captain.
That's what I went with.
Same here.
I would agree with that, but I was protecting my cap, so... actually, I took a younger defenseman here in John Merrill.
How are you protecting your cap when you haven't picked from like three different teams so far?
Well, that's why. I'm running out of space.
He's being conservative here. Islanders. I didn't go with Clutterbuck.
I almost did.
I wanted to because I do like the thought that I think that Vegas is going to pick at least some kind of grinder kind of guy.
And I had Brown.
You had Brown, but I went with Brock Nelson. I think that's the consensus
solid
pick.
Solid choice. I ended up going with Steve Bernier.
All right.
You know, a little less of a cap hit, a little older, but, you know, trade bait.
Well, my original pick was Kuhlman, but I think you talked me into Clutterbuck. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Right. And neither one of us picked them, so we talked you into it by
perfect.
Not picking them.
Yep.
Rangers. I went with Michael Grabner. I think he's a solid forward. My other pick would have been Ranta, however you want to pronounce it. I was coin flip. I went with Grabner.
Which, I was looking for a low price entry level. I ended up going with Nicholas Jensen on.
What are you protecting
Rangers.
Your cap?
No, actually, I went reverse order on the alphabetical list, so Rangers were
okay
closer to the beginning of my picks.
Right, so you were trying to save your money.
I knew some of the other players that were out there.
You're still trying to save your money.
Who'd you pick?
Grabner.
Okay.
Just whatever Aaron says is what I pick, probably. So.
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Jive, what did you pick?
Ottawa. I didn't pick anybody from Ottawa yet. Don't start with me on this one. All right, I'll take Bobby Ryan, though. I can afford him at this point. I figured it out. So
I think that's a defendable pick. I went with Mark Methot.
As long as he's got his finger.
Well, there could be something like that.
You don't need all your fingers.
Well, you know.
Who do you go with, Kenny?
Chris Neal.
Oh, okay. That's... I don't think I would go there, but...
I guess he's a little old and he's a little high-priced, but...
And he's a UFA and... Da, 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 da.
Trade bait.
Trade bait.
They can trade him back for a younger guy.
with no guarantee? Probably not. Flyers. Jive.
I'm going to go with Steve Mason. Why not?
Okay.
Take myself a goaltender.
That's a very interesting choice, Jive, because I also went with a goaltender from Philly, but I went with Nuvarit.
Okay.
A little less of a hit.
Yes.
They're both the same age. I think Nuvarit is a little bit more solid of a goalie than Mason. I mean, they're both great, but I went with Nuvarit. Aaron.
I went with Mike Raffel. Forward, younger-ish guy, not too big of a cap hit. I think it's a solid choice. Pittsburgh.
Plus you can sell some raffle tickets.
Raffle, without an E. Pittsburgh, Jive.
Pittsburgh, you're going to me again. Here we go.
Come on, you keep on talking about stealing. I'm stealing your picks here. Yep. So.
And this one, I just went for a young guy. Yes, you could pick up a 32-year-old goalie at $5 million. That's probably not a bad idea.
Almost six. Ooh.
But
you're not going with the obvious pick then.
I didn't take Fleury. I'm going to leave this whole mess that is the Penguins alone and just take a nice young guy off of their bench, Brian Rust.
No Matt Cullen on that one?
No.
Russ is a solid pick.
Is Cullen actually? Oh, he is on there.
He is there, yeah.
But yeah,
he's basically done.
Yeah.
And any of that's the thing is any of the guys that also are on there, if Pittsburgh actually wants to keep people on, they're going to end up paying money for, right? I mean, when you're thinking about it, after a championship year, a couple championship years,
some people are going to get raises.
Yes, people are looking to get paid.
All right, so. I was going to go with possibly a D from Pittsburgh. I actually ended up going with Fleury.
As did I. I think that's the... I think everyone has basically put that as writing on the wall that Fleury will be the starting goaltender whenever.
I think so as well. I mean, he's going to have a solid backup no matter who they decide to keep.
Right.
Because they've got some pretty damn good options right now. But I think Fleury is going to be their number one, and I'm pretty sure...
Right.
The fact that he waived his no movement clause, I think he was looking at maybe moving in general.
Sharks, real quick.
Sharks.
I'm going with Joel Ward. I don't know that anyone else is picking him, but I like Joel Ward. So
I went Schlemenko.
Schlemko.
And I went the defensive route with Brendan Dillon.
All right. Blues.
The Blues.
I went with Mr. Nails, Yakupov.
I did as well, and I wasn't going to. He's young, and he's got an expensive cost with him.
And he's RFA, so you still got to negotiate, so there's a little danger there, but...
But, yeah, no, I think you're right. Once you brought him up to me,
It's tough to argue. You can stress the former first rounder and kind of hype up your base that way.
It's tough to not say Yakupov unless Jive says something else.
Actually, my pick on here was David Perron. He's a little bit more of a veteran. I mean, you can't have all young guys. You gotta have some balance there. So
build for the future.
That's right.
Tampa Bay. I basically just, I'm looking for bottom of the barrel young kids because I'm not loving really any of the Tampa Bay choices. So I went with Jake Dotchin.
I went D with Tampa Bay. I went with Andre Suter.
Jeff?
And yeah, I didn't really like anybody here. At this point, I was actually picking up a young goaltender here with Christers Goldaviskis.
Well, I was going to say Peter Budaj. Latvia. Yes. Peter Budaj is not really young.
I honestly don't even know who that person is.
Either do I.
But that name is totally a Latvian name. I bet you $1 million that guy is a Latvian.
Goldaviskis.
Toronto.
I went with Loople. He's expensive, but I think he's got the potential to be a star with a team that's not in Toronto.
I almost did. I ended up going with Michalik instead. A little less on the cap hit.
Sure.
And I think the talent's still there with Michalik, especially depending on who else you have going in.
Sure.
And I wasn't looking to spend as much as either of you were at this point. So I actually went the defensive route, medium-sized defense in Alexei Marchenko.
And
nobody picked my Pollock.
No one picked the Pollock.
Why would you pick a Pollock?
Canucks. I'm going in cap space saving, and I went with Brendan Gaunce. I think he's young. I think he could be a player that, judging on his junior work, he could develop into something.
Why not pick up Ryan Miller at 36 years old for $6 million a year?
Did you?
Everybody needs a Nicholas Backstrom.
Who do you pick up?
Me?
Yeah. Ryan Miller?
No.
For $6
million. I went another young route here with Alex Biega.
And Kenny?
Derek Dorsett. At that point, I still had enough room on my cap space. He's 30. I think he's still got some oomph left in him. And yeah. Caps. Caps, caps, caps. Caps have a ton of guys on there that are worth, their weight in gold. They tend to have a bunch of guys on their team that are all...
And Tyler Grabak, which we'll get to, I guess.
But, I mean, they always tend to have a lot of rentals on their teams that are guys that are worthwhile, and they still cannot win a cup.
But you could go Tom Gilbert. A lot of former Wild players on here.
There's another Bork.
Yeah.
There's an Oshie that was a Minnesotan.
So the obvious pick, and I don't know if you guys picked him, but I think he's the obvious pick, is Nate Schmidt. You look at just about any mock draft, Nate Schmidt is like, why didn't they protect them?
That's who I got at $812,500 a year.
A lot of money.
Former Gopher. I mean, a little bit of Minnesota in the desert.
He's an RFA. He's only 25. He played well with Washington.
Totally did.
Why not Brooks Orpik?
Well, he's only 11.
Nobody likes an old man.
He's only 11 years older and like he's only, $5 million.
Like six times the price.
Is that who you're going with? Is Orpik?
Yeah, I'll take Orpik. Why not? Nobody else is.
And we're on Jets time. Final team.
And I think Frosty had asked us
little
about
jet
this.
Leg.
What did Frosty?
He's going for Hutchinson.
He's got money on you guys, on us picking Hutchinson.
So in my mock draft, I needed a defenseman, so I went with Mark Stewart. That was my choice.
And
honestly,
why don't you ask me on these ones? Like, you know, because Mark Stewart was my pick as well. But I do have to say that I sat there and stared long at Hutchinson. We saw him a little bit this year.
Yeah.
And I was fairly impressed with
Jive,
with
your
this
nose
play.
Is looking a little brown.
Is it? No, I mean I've got a respectful rivalry with the Winnipeg Jets. I like how how they match up against the Wild in the those games. So,
Aaron, so you went with?
I went with Mark Stewart.
Mark Stewart. Jive, you went with?
Mark Stewart.
Mark Stewart. I went with Shawn Matthias.
All right.
Because partly I needed a center.
So we'll see. We'll see in a week and change how
we'll
how,
see tomorrow.
Well, we'll see how the draft plays. Wednesday the draft plays out, but then really it's after the real draft, not the expansion draft, that we'll see how things are really starting to shake out.
When things start shuffling around, yeah. Trades are made, and yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that was our mock draft.
Yes,
we've got
a couple of other news items, but I think there's not much to them. So let's
get into them.
Yeah, let's do it. Do a tour.
On the Wild front, Scott Stevens got out of Dodge. He ended up leaving. He is no longer the defense.
Move back to Jersey. Jersey.
There have been some other movements inside the coaching staff.
There's been a little bit of
I think Burnett moved up to
shaking here and there.
Assistant coach?
No. He's assistant GM?
Assistant GM.
Right.
Yes.
There it was like some front office movement.
Yes.
Movements.
Yeah.
Sador's gone.
Well, right. I mean, he was gone, but now he's really gone.
He has rejoined his buddy, down in Blues Land, right?
Down in Blues Land, which I think we have some Twitter questions about that coming up.
Are we doing Twitter questions?
Good Lord.
I don't think we have time for Twitter questions.
Okay. We got plenty of time.
As we said, Gravac gone.
Gravac is gone.
Went to Washington for a fifth-round draft pick next year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it wasn't anything much. Yeah. And that was basically, I think, to protect some players.
It was for Washington to be able to protect players.
Which,
yes.
I don't know. I mean, Washington did protect some players.
Because you have to expose so many players.
Yeah.
And so that's how they got around that.
Other than that, I mean, you know, I think Russo posted a pic of him with Koivu and Granny down in Vegas because they're both up for awards.
Oh, yeah.
So we got that going on. Otherwise, I think we got some questions coming from our peeps.
Go ahead and start it.
All right. So our first question comes from Crease and Assist, Crease and Assist.
Getting beer.
Mr. Derek Felska. With all these firings with the Blues, does that mean Mike Yeo is already in the hot seat in St. Louis? Which I think we kind of answered that question already.
It's already been answered.
But that goes to his follow-up questions. Apparently they're getting the old band back together. Is this a good move for the Blues? Are they simply out of, and then I got .. I'm going to guess.
Are they simply
out of options?
Or out of their minds.
Out of their minds, out of something. What are your guys' feelings on the Blues basically taking over the Minnesota Wild coaching staff?
Years past. Yo's bringing in his own guys, and that's really what it really is.
And I don't think it's a bad move by them. I think that things wore out here. It's not like Yo was a losing coach here.
And as long as Sidor stays off the sauce, he's all right, right?
Yeah.
They got different driving laws down in Missouri.
There's a little more country down there.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, Aaron, you basically kind of answered that question. Like, he's bringing in his own players. So, and it sounds like he will be the next head coach for at least the season or the first part of it.
Something like that, yeah.
Aaron, you want to take the next question?
I'm going to skip the next one because it was about the Cup Finals and we're past that. So, question after that, Scott Stevens resigned as coach, as we discussed.
Does it increase the chance of it?
The question was, the wording is a little weird. So, does it increase the chance that the any of the defensemen will be traded. I think that's where Derek will get that.
And well, we kind of talked about that. Dumba is probably the likely one to go to Vegas.
But does Stevens' departure cause that?
I don't think so.
I don't think Stevens has really much of an impact, other than it's going to impact the veterans, Suter, Parisi. You know, even though Parisi wasn't, you know, obviously not a defenseman.
Well, no, but Parisi was still taken, you know, defensive-mindedly.
And obviously, Parisi's got history with him.
Right.
With the New Jersey connection. So, I think it's just, it's going to be more of a question of keeping those veterans in line.
All right. Next question. At what point does the NHL call a penalty on the fans for throwing stuff out onto the ice?
Actually, these next two questions kind of go with that, and this is a good thing.
Let's ask that question next time as a hat trick, because it's never going to happen.
That's part of hockey.
I think throwing crap on the ice, it has to be like if you're throwing batteries, if you're in Philadelphia and you're throwing batteries on the ice or something
at
like that.
At Santa.
Yeah, you have to be doing something malevolent. It, you know,
well, and at that point, it's not a penalty on the fans. It's more of an assault.
But it becomes a. That's when they get on the PA and go, if you keep throwing stuff on the ice, we're going to give you your team a penalty.
They've been jumping on that pretty quick in some situations, which, you know what? There are traditions, because if somebody gets a hat trick, they don't jump on the PA that fast saying, if you continue throwing stuff on the ice, you're going to cause a penalty, because that's allowed. And I know I'm kind of jumping the shark on this, but Detroit, like if fans start throwing octopus on the ice during the playoffs, they don't necessarily call that right away, because that's a tradition that they have had. You know, granted, it might not be as old as throwing your hat on for a hat trick, but it's still a tradition.
I'm keeping my hat anyways, man. I pay good money for that.
There's no way I'm throwing my hat on
that. That was like $30, man.
I remember reading someone that they would bring an extra hat just to throw on the ice. Like, they'd stuff a crappy old hat they had in their back pocket, just like chucking on the ice.
Now, that's a good idea right there.
So I'm stealing your question here, but it's because
Are you going to the next one?
I was thinking the same question. I'm happy that Therese asked it.
Well, that's why I didn't want to completely jump ahead. But
So her question, Teresa at MN Soda 24, the Wings have the octopus and the Preds have the catfish. Which options should the Wild use?
I want to say a foxtail, but I think we'd probably get
killed
anything by PETA.
Do they still make rabbit's feet?
We'd still get
okay. There's only one real good option here.
Nordy's head.
A walleye. Come on.
Oh yes.
A walleye. Yes.
Walleye should go on the ice.
That's an expensive fish, though, man.
No, you can catch them all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man.
Just don't go to Mille Lacs, because apparently you can't catch Mille Lacs.
Don't go fishing with us, because you can't catch anything.
Exactly.
You can catch a cold.
That's my call, is a walleye, because I don't know what else you throw on there, because it's got to be something water-based, I think.
Okay,
the precedent is set. It's got to be some sort of water-based animal.
So here's the thing.
A zebra mussel.
Well, though they are...
Eurasian water milfoil.
There we go.
They are an invasive species now. So, okay.
There's a bunch of seaweed on the ice.
Here's the question with that. You get a new expansion team that all of a sudden they decide to start throwing catfish on. Now the city that they're in decides to charge the guy with a crime and use the catfish as a weapon. Is what they're. That's what he got charged.
Where are you going with this?
This is in Pittsburgh. Like how do you not end this? Like every team should be able to throw something on the ice, right? Maybe
they should.
I don't know.
I don't know if we want to, because
do we want to go down this rabbit hole?
Do we want to go to Philadelphia where they're throwing batteries on the ice?
At Santa? It's
tradition.
That's what they do in Philadelphia, is they throw batteries.
Honestly, well, they're assholes in Philadelphia.
Honestly, any sport, I don't think that it's right to throw stuff
out. So we should keep it the hats for a hat trick, and that's it.
Even that. I mean, at least play has stopped at that point.
It's a hat trick.
Right.
Hat is in the word.
Okay. So why doesn't everybody have a magician's hat then or something?
Well, they could.
It's a trick or something. I mean... What? Maybe they can just throw a trick on the ice then, right?
I'll go buy Sally off the street and throw her because I'm going to throw a trick.
There you go. I mean, well, really? What are you throwing on the ice? What does it matter? You're holding up the game.
Yeah.
They got to... The ice has to be cleared off.
Just because it's a tradition doesn't mean it's a good right. thing.
You do it if you do it during play or in the middle of play, it's actually hazardous. Disruptive
and hazardous.
What is so wrong with a respectful clap after a hat trick?
How about a standing?
Have you been watching Frasier lately?
How about a standing ovation?
Yeah,
that tends to happen as well.
Okay.
Or everyone starts doing like fist bumps in the air or
like that.
You know,
let's start doing the wave after a hat trick.
I've got a great idea. They've got these big scoreboards now. They can just like do hats flying all over, or they could even do the hat trick and have a magician's hat with the bunny popping
What's
out.
What's the magician's hat?
That's the hat trick.
Oh, okay.
And anyways. Oh.
You want to take the next question, Kenny?
Yeah, okay. So we've got a few questions here from Mr. Chris Frost at MN Frosty Boy that I think we'll kind of, some of them we kind of answered, so it'll be, we'll wrap up our session with it. So his first one is, likely we lose an unprotected guy, or is Fletcher willing and dealing to get someone else unprotected back from Vegas?
If he's not trying, he should be fired because he's got to be at least trying to.
I know there's a lot of backroom stuff going on with all this stuff, and it's not just with the Wild. It's with all the teams.
And considering the players that he has exposed, you got to hope that he's got something in the works. You maybe, for all we know, there's already a deal in place for Dumba and some other deal.
And it's like I'll expose Stahl, but don't take him.
Right.
You know, you can take Dumba, but leave us Stahl, and then we'll work something out in the background or whatever.
Right.
Jive, any thoughts on that?
I mean, I think you guys have kind of summed it up there, and we kind of discussed it earlier about that, that yes, there's got to be something going on around in the background. Because, if you're not trying, if you're not trying to do something there, you're just not trying.
Right.
Do you want to take his next part?
I think the last two questions we already answered, so...
Yeah, I mean, and it's end of the ladder, who should we pick up in the deal? And, you know, again, I think it's more so protection than actually trying to pick somebody up.
Yep.
And then biggest Minnesota Wild protected, unprotected surprise. And we
already had that one.
Ad nauseum.
So I think that's it. We're under an hour, which is odd for us, so that's a good thing.
Is our timer going slower tonight?
Tick-tock.
the internet's all slow and stuff.
That's our Twitter talk. Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
My latest venture has been at kennethhansley.com. All my audio stuff, but I've been blogging on there. But if you just follow me on Twitter, you can find that stuff too, at Nostrakenius. Same thing with Instagram.
And Jive.
And as always, you can find me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Jive Midnight.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at AngryFinn. Just for a heads up, we've got one more episode coming next week, weekend.
Maybe-ish.
We'll be recording. We've got our...
It's not going to be a live episode.
I don't think that we can do it live.
It won't be live. It won't be live, but it'll
be a podcast.
It'll be a traditional podcast. Maybe we'll have some video attached to it. I don't know. Logistically, we have to figure that out.
We got some kinks to work out.
We have our second annual Three in the Barbecue coming up, and we'll be recording from that. Keep your eyes out. We'll be posting some stuff over here because we have the draft, so we'll be talking some draft.
Hold on. There's going to be some street hockey going on there, so what if we lose some teeth? How are we going to do it?
I've already gone through shows
if we've lost our teeth.
I've already done that as possible.
We're going to have a little whistle. Yeah.
Hey, we could be refs. Let's knock our teeth out and we could be refs.
No, I just paid for my teeth to get back in my mouth.
So, but yeah, we're going to be doing this podcast. Keep your eyes open though, because even when we get to the off season, we're going to have some things that we're going to be announcing. Some things that are so close to for us to be able to talk about, but we just can't quite get there quite yet. So keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your ears open.
We'll be putting it on Facebook and on Twitter and all that good stuff. As for the podcast here, you can follow us on Twitter or at 3inthebox, 3inthebox.com. You can search on iTunes for 3inthebox or Google Play Music, or whatever your podcast player is.
Find your favorite one.
We're there. Yep. And I think that's it.
Night, kids.